What's good, fam? Welcome to the Ministry Zoo with Wes and Jess. This is episode el numero 33. I am here with the big dreaming Jess Estep. It's so good to see you, my friend. I gotta tell you, I'm a little spicy because, not salty, but spicy, because I wore my rain jacket.
Yeah.
And it hasn't rained a drop.
Well, I think it's coming.
I hope so, because otherwise I look like a dork. I'm just, you know, and yeah. It's not going to rain in here. I just thought about that.
We're on
Facebook Live, and I have my rain jacket on inside. So
it's okay.
Maybe if you get a little spitty, then I'll be protected. What's going on, man? It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. I tell you, I mean, you're looking nice in that rain jacket.
Appreciate it.
I wouldn't take it off. I like it.
For the safety of everyone else, I'll keep it on.
Although it looks like you've got a nice Bama shirt on under it. So, you know. You show a little elephant, maybe.
I interviewed for the offensive coordinator position.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they said no.
They said they wanted somebody to run the ball.
Yeah, see, I'm all about throwing the ball around. I was a Lane Kiffin fan.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I like a good balance, you know. Balance never hurts.
You know, you're right, but hey.
You got to be able to throw the ball. You got to be able to run the ball.
You're right. Have you seen this Hawaiian kid that's coming in?
I have.
Man, he's impressive.
I lied. I have not seen him. I've heard of him.
Big lefty. Man, yeah. He looks impressive, but you know, hey.
Jalen Hurts took him to the ship, man. Didn't win it, but.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I mean, how do you take a starter out that led you undefeated up to the championship game?
At 19 years old.
You know, with another young guy coming in who hasn't done anything for you.
I don't think you
that's going to be interesting and exciting to find out.
I think it's just a reloading phase.
Yeah. Anyway. Auburn's back, though. They're going to win it all. I'm sorry, you Auburn fans.
Hey, listen. Did I tell you?
I got no hate for Auburn
when we
fans.
When we went to the Music City Bowl, there were some Tennessee fans there. Because Tennessee and Nebraska were playing. And so Tennessee's just throttling Nebraska. And this Tennessee fan turns around and looks at us and he goes, "We're going to the Final Four next year." No, you're not. Beat Vandy and then tell me about your Final Four.
Half your team, deserted
anyway,
you.
Yeah. We appreciate the Vols and the Vol fan nation. But anyway, roll tide.
If they weren't there, we wouldn't have as many wins. Man. I'm sorry.
That was good. I like it. Yeah. All right. So anyway, what about it? What have you been into this week since I saw you last?
Well, let's see. Since last time we saw each other, that would be Sunday night.
Right.
Hasn't been a whole lot going on. Right. Not a ton of stuff. Saturday was Brennan's last day for his last day of his basketball season.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been kind of talking about this. I've been kind of updating everybody how it's gone.
Yeah.
And I think the last time we talked, he had not had such a great day.
Yeah, you benched him.
I had benched him in the last minute and a half of his last ball game the last weekend. And so we told him, okay, if you go out there and whine every time you miss a shot, if you throw your hands up and you're crying out on the court, we're going to take you out of the game again, and you're not going to get to play. And I might just tell your coach, don't put him back in.
Yeah, you're done.
And so, you know, it's not about wins and losses to us. He's 6 years old. It's not about making all his shots. It's about his attitude.
Right.
And we try to teach him, you know, that there's a balance with the way that you react towards things.
Right.
You know, and you need to be a good sport about things. And so he did. He had a great attitude. He had a good game, good first game. They played the Lakers, and that's the only team they had beat all season.
Right.
They had beat them twice and tied with them once. And so they beat them, and, you know, it was Brennan had a pretty decent game, I don't know, 4 or 5 points. And in the second game, they played the Bulls, and the Bulls had killed them every time they played them. They had just wiped the floor with them. And so the Bulls get up by about 5 points. And I told Lori, I said, well, I'm already – I mean, and this was in the first half. They played two halves. And I said, well, I see how this game's going. It's not going to be pretty. Hopefully, Brennan will not pitch a fit and get too upset. And you know what? He never did. And every time he came out, because they rotate pretty often, and I would tell him, you know, all right, y'all just keep plugging away. By the way, if you hear something, if you're listening to this, we have some guys that are here working on the air unit. And so – it's just all part of it.
They're very nice guys.
But so we talked to him about it. You know, he'd come over, you know, and he'd look up the scoreboard. But he didn't do that whole lot during the game.
Right.
Not looking up. I told him, don't look at the scoreboard. Just play your game. Well, he was doing really good. And I don't know how many points he had had, you know, at halftime, but he came out, didn't start the second half. And I told him, I said, y'all just keep playing. And he was happy. He was congratulating people for making shots. It's just a totally different kid on the court.
Yeah.
Well, Wes, it gets down to the end of the game. There's like a minute and a half left.
Right.
And it had been kind of going back and forth. They mm-hmm. would get up by 2 points and we'd tie it. And then they'd get a foul and they'd shoot a free throw and they'd get up by 1 point. And then we'd go down and make it and we'd get up by 1 point. And lo and behold, with, I don't know, 30 seconds left,
yeah.
if we're not down by 1 point, and who gets the ball but Brennan Tasey Steph.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he gets the ball and, dude, dribbles it. Not quite. But he shot it and he made it, dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it
about.
Was like, I think there was 5.9 seconds on the clock yeah. when he made the shot.
Yeah.
So the other team gets the ball, and I told Laura, I said, there's too much time on the clock, because they'll hold the score. They'll hold the clock.
Right.
They'll let, you know, because they're kids, and so, you know, they're fair about it, but when it's against your team, like when sure. they're holding the clock against your team, you yeah. don't want them to do that, but they do it for every team. And so at like 2 seconds, the clock stops. And long enough for them to get down the court. And I said, they got number 12 has not missed a shot nearly all game. If it gets in the hands of 12, like he's shooting free, like three pointers out there.
Yeah.
Well, he, you know, they get the ball and the clock is stopped and they take a shot and the clock is still not going. Yeah. And I'm like, well, let's don't give them the game. You know, it's okay. I understand. Let them have a chance. They're 6 years old. Anyway, they miss it. They finally start the clock. Clock runs out. Brennan had made the winning shot with like 30 seconds left.
Yes.
And you can just imagine, you know, a six-year-old super happy, excited about that. And, of course, they get the trophy. Every team gets a trophy. And that was, you know, fun to see
yeah.
him excited about getting a trophy. And anyway, it's been a fun season. So that's a long story, but I'm a proud dad.
Man,
you know,
exciting.
I mean, I told him, you know, I've been proud of you all season. You've tried yeah. hard. You've worked hard. But just to experience that was kind of neat for a yeah. dad, you know.
And what an opportunity to teach patience and, you know, kindness and just kind of, you know, yeah. weathering the storm kind of and, yeah. and the result that can come from it. Man,
well,
that's incredible.
You have to. If you don't take those opportunities, I feel like you're doing an injustice to your kids,
sure.
you know, because otherwise yeah. you just tell them, well, it's okay to whine and complain and
right.
that's how you get, you know, your way. And mm-hmm. And that doesn't solve anything. So also we had youth series at Cox Boulevard
yeah.
Sunday night. It was good to see you and your group there. And
it's good to be there. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, yeah, we had a good time. Wade Hunt, I guess he's kind of transitioning now into associate mm-hmm. Position over there, but he's still in the interim. He's still taking care of youth activities, and
right.
and he has always done a great job there. He's a very professional guy, very very good minister, and
yep.
He put a good youth series on, from the food to the lessons to singing. I mean, it was all good. Wally Dean did his thing, leading singing.
Yeah.
And we've grown to love Wally through being in the area, and now he's been at Maywood with mm-hmm. us during our week for the past few years. He's a great song leader and connects with kids, and so he's very charismatic song leader, though.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
he loves it,
yep.
and it makes it easy to sing along with him. I think they said 675 was the count for Sunday night, which mm-hmm. is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just an amazing count. So, yeah, we were there Sunday night, too, and it was good to see you. And I think, did I see you sitting with your mom?
Yeah, yeah,
so,
my mom attends worship there. Yeah,
that's awesome.
So we got to sit with her. Brennan got to sit with her, so that was
yeah,
neat.
I know that was exciting for mm-hmm. him. So, yeah, that's pretty much all we've been into. Now, I will tell you this. Yesterday, we bought a new TV for our PowerPoint room, and we're trying to, you know, get some new systems in. We're going to try to start live streaming our service at some point. And, you know, you and I have a history of mounting TVs. That's what I did for a long time.
Yes.
And so yesterday, I was mounting the TV, and I got, you know, the holes drilled into the studs and all that stuff, the pre-drilled hole, and you can see it right there. I grabbed the bit out of the drill after I was done, and you know that joker
yeah.
spins and gets really mm-hmm. really hot. So I have a nice little bubble there.
Well, I'm sorry, I grabbed your finger.
Well, you know, hey, it's okay, but it was just in that moment. You know how you do things so many times, you just kind of go through the motions.
Yep. Yep.
I just went through the motion of grabbing that bit and was going to put it back into the. And when I went to put it back into the case, I realized that it was not turning loose of my finger. Mm-hmm. And that's because it was soldering to my finger.
Yes, it was fusing with your finger.
But anyway, if that's all I've got wrong with me, things are going pretty, pretty well.
I'd say it's a pretty decent week then. Hey, look, I was just like you one time. I had my drill. I won't tell you what I was doing because it's a little embarrassing to tell, but let's just say I was creating something to add on to my riding lawnmower, and it involved PVC pipe and rope, some little rope, and I went to drill through the PVC pipe, did not see the rope that was kind of hanging from it, and as I was drilling through the PVC, it went around the rope. Well, the rope got around my finger and pulled my finger into the drill bit.
Yeah,
that was not a good day.
Oh, man.
So
that just
Brennan was watching, and he knew immediately something was
weird.
Something's wrong here. Yeah. There's red stuff pouring out of his finger. But anyway, it's been a good week, and I'm excited about this week as we get into our discussion, which brings us now to the first word, which today's first word is it's a really good quote from Lonnie Jones. If you don't know Lonnie Jones, I'm not sure where you have been for, you know, I'd say the last 15, 20 years in the church.
Yeah, he's been around for a while.
But Lonnie is he's from Huntsville, and he is just a great speaker in general, but especially when we hear him mostly talking to youth. He's done some work with ministering to youth and talks to youth ministers at that conference, and does a great job in training youth ministers and helping with young people. But he had an article in the Gospel Advocate in November of 2013, and the article is about CYC, Challenge Youth Conference, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. And the quote is, I just thought this was an all-around general great quote about young people. He said, "Real youth ministry understands that young Christians are still Christians. They need to understand salvation, faith, grace, and restoration when they fall or fail. They also need to understand that they are called to a lifestyle that the world or their friends may not see as cool or even understand." And I just thought that was great. You know, I think that that's a quote that I'll be sharing with other people in the future, because what he's really saying there is that we don't need to water anything down for young people. In fact, he says that earlier in the article, that the lessons that they have at CYC, they're not intended to be just happy-go-lucky lessons. They really are challenging, and that these young people, they need to understand the depth of salvation, the depth of faith and grace and restoration. And when they fall, when they fail, when they get knocked down spiritually, that, you know, if they have that foundation, they can get back up on their feet, and that it's a lifestyle. I just really like what he says there. And so I thought that'd be a great way that maybe we can, you know, lead into our discussion today about CYC. Mainly that's what we'll talk about. That's coming up huge this weekend for a lot of you, you know, in the church. And then maybe a little bit about what we do now during that weekend with our Gulf Coast retreat. And so why don't we just go ahead and get into this discussion today. And Wes is going to read from, this is taken from the CYC website, cyconline.com, and it's the vision of CYC, and he's going to read that. And then what I'm going to do is ask Wes some questions. I may comment here and there on some things we used to do when we went, but I really want to, you know, pick Wes's brain a little bit, because maybe you have never been to Challenge Youth Conference with your group. Maybe you have, you know, maybe we'll talk about some things today that you haven't thought about. If you've been before, if you're a regular at CYC, then, you know, this is just going to be a reminder of things that you probably do. But really, this episode today really is for those who maybe they haven't done it before and they've been interested. How do we get the process started? Mm-hmm. How do we get the ball rolling on that? And so we're going to talk about CYC today. But Wes, go ahead and read us. What's the vision of CYC?
Okay, so this is pretty cool. The vision of CYC is to maintain a positive program which empowers our teenagers with sound teaching and challenges and encourages them to live their lives for Christ. This program will be developed by a planning board of ministers that serve under strong, solid, and proven elderships. Additionally, it is the vision of CYC that those participating on the program will be capable and proven speakers, teachers, song leaders, etc. Furthermore, that they are well respected in the Brotherhood and that they are proven and respected ability to lead and challenge our teens to becoming spiritually mature pillars of the Church of Christ. Okay, so once you read a vision statement, okay, or and kind of what a mission of anything is, you understand if they're genuine about it, if they've put some time into it, or if it's just kind of thrown together.
Right.
Nothing about CYC is just thrown together. And you can read this, just start with this statement, and you can tell that CYC is, it's prayed over, it's heavily considered by these men that are on this board, and we're privileged to be a part of it. You know, I don't know the inner workings of CYC. I don't know all the background stuff that has to happen, but I know a lot has to happen because when we're planning stuff, you know, on a scale for our congregations or maybe a couple of congregations, things like Shoals Area Youth Series. Okay, now you're planning for close to 700 people. We're talking about 12,000 people plus that are coming to one area this weekend. So, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of planning has to go into it, but the vision of CYC is just, it's very clear cut, but it's also to let you know that nobody's going to be there with the intention of leading young people astray.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's all for, it really is all for young people. Now, you're going to see college students there. You're going to see adults. You got to have some of that. You got to have chaperones, and you're going to have, you know, people like that there.
Right.
But the, you know, the basic, you know, purpose for CYC, you know, is designed for young people. And I know Larry Davenport and JJ and others who are part of the committee there, the board of CYC,
right.
everything that they do with the choosing the song leaders, the entertainment, the speakers, it is all to, well, just like what they say, they want to empower, you know, our teens with what it says, sound teaching, but challenges as well. And you know, the name of the conference in itself tells you that they're serious about young people leading and having a firm foundation. Just challenge youth series. Yeah. Now, you know, how often are young people really challenged in the church?
Right.
You know, hopefully as youth ministers, we do challenge our teens. But, you know, a lot of these conferences, a lot of youth rallies you go to, and they're kind of designed to uplift and empower, you know, in different ways and encourage
sure.
and make you feel good. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, when you go to CYC, whether it's Kyle Butt or whether it's David Shannon or whether it's Ralph Gilmore or Lonnie Jones, they're there to challenge you.
Yeah.
They're there to really make you think about your faith, where you are with God, and what changes you need to make. And it shows in the hearts of the teens that attend. And when you see, you know, after the invitation, you see, you know, I don't know how many are coming forward now. I've remembered times when I've counted 70.
Yeah.
Sometimes at a time.
Right.
Go forward at CYC and want to make changes in their lives. And it's because they're challenged to do that. And so I really like the vision, and I think that they have been meeting that goal. They've been meeting that vision. And
absolutely.
So as we talk about CYC, you know, if it's something you haven't done, you haven't been a part of, maybe you think about going. Maybe you think about being a part of the conference. And I will say that there's one in Pigeon Forge now. They have it at the LeConte Center there in Pigeon Forge.
Right.
And also one in Dallas. I'm sorry, I don't know the location. I don't know exactly where it's held in Dallas, but you can find that out at CYC online. So, you know, whichever area you're the closest to, maybe you look at going and being a part of that. And so I feel like that one in Dallas, it's just going to blow up soon and
it's gonna grow.
Become, you know, a really powerful statement there in Dallas. And so be a part of it. So let's talk, Wes. Let's kind of start from, you know, scratch beginnings. Let's talk about, as far as signing up, you know, that's kind of where we used to start, was let's get people signed up. How do you go about getting people signed up for, now I'm not talking about registering yet. I'm not talking about going and telling CYC how many you've got. I'm just talking about how far out do you usually start and how does that process go? Do you have a big meeting? Do you announce it? You know, how do y'all do that?
I will usually begin opening our sign-up list around October, believe it or not, simply because I don't want the way the registration falls, and we'll talk about the registration, it falls at a unique time. It falls around Christmas time. So, you know, there are lots of financial obligations that are happening there. So I usually try to meet in October, and we'll have a big meeting. Everybody that's interested, not if you're for sure going, if you're interested, you want some details, we'll talk about it. We'll discuss what's happening. So we get everybody together. We kind of go over what a kind of like a soft itinerary of things that we'll be doing, things that we'll be involved in, who'll be doing what. And then we just kind of get people talking about it, and we go ahead and we discuss registration costs, we discuss hotel costs, things like that, so that they can go back home and then kind of chew on that, and they can talk about that and make a decision as a family if they want to come as their family or if they want to come as you know, just send their kids or however they want to work it. So we have one big meeting to kick it off and kind of say, this is our plan, this is the direction we're headed, this is what we want to accomplish today. And okay. And we'll lay out prices, we'll lay out where we're going to stay. That's one big thing that I have found parents really like, especially parents that can't get off work and can't make it. They want to know where their kid's going to be staying. Mm-hmm. Regardless if, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, you got to make plans about where you're staying. If you wait until right now to book something for CYC,
it's not going to happen.
You're booking for 2018. I mean, right. You know, you're booking right. for the next year. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on, but parents want to know where their kids are staying. Parents want to know where they're staying. So, mm-hmm. You know, you just kind of discuss those things, and then the next meeting you have kind of trims it down to the people that are really going to go.
Okay, let me ask you something about that, because you said registration starts around Christmas. I thought it started earlier.
Well, the deadline.
Deadline is in December.
Yeah, so you got like an early bird deadline for one price, and we're going to talk about that too. But, you know, there are two different prices.
Right,
there's an early bird deadline. And so I don't want to wait up until the deadline, which is, I think, December 31st.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And if you've got a family of seven that's going, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard to drop that kind of money around December 31st.
Yeah.
So
I got you. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that because I do think that initially it starts around the middle of September.
Yes.
Something like that. And mm-hmm. then they give you till the end of December. So
right.
So great. So you want to make sure that you are, you know, Shiloh is signed up, starting that process a couple of months ahead of time.
Yes.
You know, at least and get the ball rolling, let everybody know, get the word out, look, mm-hmm. here it is. Put that sheet up in a prominent place somewhere where, you know, everybody can see it. I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
CYC is not, like Wes said, CYC is not something you want to throw together.
Right.
It's not something you want to try to get because, you know, even now, congregations that have had this process going for a while, people are still dropping out, and people mm-hmm. are still wanting to be added.
Right.
And so I'm seeing on the youth ministry pages, mm-hmm. multiple pages on Facebook, hey, does anybody have two tickets? Does anybody have three tickets?
Yep.
Does anybody need tickets?
Yeah.
And so sometimes even you get your number and it changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the earlier you can get started, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's great. Well, once you get your number where you think, okay, it's kind of like popping popcorn in the microwave. You start hearing it slow down, you know, and maybe one or two every few seconds. Once that slows down to a point where you're ready to give a number, mm-hmm. what do you do then? How do you get that number to whoever takes it, Larry or JJ, whoever receives that?
Yeah.
How do you go about getting your number to them?
So they have a really simplified process. They really are trying to help out people who are putting this together because you've got so many other things, and I think that's their goal. Their goal is to help simplify as much as possible.
Okay.
So you go to their website, cyconline.com, and you can register for both the Dallas and the Pigeon Forge conference there. And then, of course, you have an option with the Pigeon Forge conference to do an early session, mm-hmm. which is, you know, obviously earlier. And I got to tell you, we were putting our itinerary together. We had our final meeting Sunday. We were putting our itinerary together, and I was looking at the time that we're going to leave for worship on Sunday morning. We're leaving at 7 o'clock, you know, because of the way that the early schedule works as opposed to the late
7:30
schedule. Yeah,
starts early.
So, which is great for me because we can get back on the road and be back home. So you go in, you make your choice of early or late session, and it's so easy. You just hit a little button. It drops down. You click how many you got, and it generates your price, and you can mm-hmm. plug your credit card, your church debit card, credit card number in there, pay it, and boom, you get a receipt right back. I mean, it's just, it's an incredibly easy, mm-hmm. fast process that they've laid out there, and it's super simple. I remember when we first started working in this about 8 years ago, we did not have a church debit card or credit card. So mm-hmm. we had to send a check, and, you know, mm-hmm. you always worry about the check making it or things like that. And so it's really been simplified, and things are pretty, I mean, they're easy. They really make it easy yeah. for you. And on the website, you can find the list of speakers, the times, and you just kind of get a feel for what's going to be happening. So the registration is super easy, super, super expedited process. So
yeah. I'm sorry. I'm reading some of these comments, and Emily Russell just said, Jess is yes. So we'll see how many words she can find that rhyme with my name. And good morning, Colin Little. It's good to have you join us. I see Stan.
Hey, Colin.
Stan, Judy Dean. I don't know if that's Stan or Judy. Probably Stan, I guess. James Wilson. It's good to have you join us. Everybody on Facebook Live. But
hey, that's James. James, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
So
we miss you.
So that is such an easy process. And I remember yeah. used to, this dates me a little bit, but back in the day, you know, we had the
which
paper
was a
thing.
Wednesday.
You either had to print the registration form and fill it out.
Yeah.
Oh, horribly by pen.
Right.
You know, pen and paper. Yeah. Wow. You know, and that's good too, but it is so much easier now yeah. as long as you have a way to pay.
And one
thing
to keep in mind when you're registering, you know, we talked about the early bird rate. The early bird is $30 a person if you get your registration right. in and paid by December 31st. Anything after that, what's left? Because I'm telling you, you think 12,000 people is all the conference will hold. That's why they had to go to an early and late mm-hmm. session, because there's more than 12,000 people that are generating interest. But if you,
yep.
anyway, if you register after December 31st, the price goes up to $40 a person. So, mm-hmm. you know, you want to get that registration in. I think it becomes crunch time. You know how it is if you meet deadlines or if there's anything after, you got to do more work. So there is a price difference there if you register past a certain date.
And let me say this. Even at $40, $40 is a deal when you're talking about a weekend conference like this. I mean, I've priced similar conferences for youth that are upwards of $200 just for the registration. That's not even a hotel.
Right.
So
yeah,
I would say kudos to those who have decided that we're not going to price ourselves out of this conference for these youth. And I really appreciate that when it comes to, because you are talking about Christmas time. You're talking about Lads to Leaders coming up for a lot of those groups.
And, oh, for sure.
And
yeah.
Evangelism yeah. University. Some groups go to both, and maybe golf. And so you've got all these other things you're asking for money for.
Yeah.
And it can be a hard sell at times to say, you know, we're going to go to this conference. Now with, you know, hotel costs, it can get a little bit more expensive, but as far as the registration costs, they've done a good job at keeping it down.
Yeah.
And I will say too, that cost, if you're curious, if you have young children, that's for 2 years old and older.
Mm-hmm.
So if your kids are under two, that's one of their frequently asked questions on their website. You do not have to pay for infants that are under 2 years old. So
right.
I think that's a great ministry too.
Yes.
You know, bring your young kids. You don't have to pay for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah. So next thing that we'll talk about, which you mentioned, the hotel/cabin kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done both in the past with CYC.
Right.
Obviously, as Wes said, you want to get in early.
Yeah.
You want, you know, I'd say at least a year out. I would say at least a year out, especially yeah. in Pigeon Forge. Let them know. And so what do y'all do? Y'all doing hotel, cabin?
Yeah.
What do you like? What do you dislike? What's the pros and cons of those?
We stay in a hotel just because it's always worked for us better to do that. We like where we stay. We stay at the Inn on the River. It's right in Pigeon Forge, right mm-hmm. at the traffic light, and so it's pretty easy to get out, and it's real accessible to the Christmas place, so that's kind of fun. So you can be right there at mm-hmm. it, and you can go across the street and steal the cookies from the Christmas Inn. But anyway,
don't steal, people. That's wrong.
Well, okay,
you can borrow them.
You can borrow them. We stay at the Inn on the River, and we've really enjoyed it. And it works good for us. It's kind of a cheaper option for us, just kind of based on what we have found. But as far as booking it goes, when we leave on Sunday, I will leave a deposit check
mm-hmm.
for next year.
For the next year.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
It's just so far booked out. And like cabins, the first year that I really was over putting CYC together for our congregation, I wanted to get a cabin. But some of those cabins legitimately are booked 2 years out.
Yes.
I mean, you know, and they're not the same groups, or they could be the same groups. So, you know, when a new one goes up, it's going to be expensive, but you need to get your name on the list if a cabin works for your group. So, absolutely, at least go ahead and book it out for the next year, because I will, you know, I'll leave a deposit check with Barbie. Barbie's mm-hmm. our group sales rep at our hotel, and she's okay. great. She's worked with us many, many years now, and we really love her, and she's been good to us. And so I'll leave a check on her desk when we leave Sunday for next year.
And it is really cool. You know, you know her by name,
yeah.
and she probably knows you by name yeah. when she sees you. It's really cool. When we were in Gatlinburg for years, we stayed at the Edgewater, and they always knew us.
Yeah.
You know, I'd call, and, you know, they always remember you. And it sounds crazy, but it's a neat ministry.
It is.
You
it
know,
really is. Yeah.
Because they ask a lot of questions about, you know, the conference and what goes on. And over time, you do get to know them. And so that can be a fun process, or it can be a miserable process.
Sure.
So you need to start early getting that started. And like Wes said, well, however many rooms you've got, when you leave, say, we will take the same amount of rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then within a year, they'll let you add and drop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as long
yeah.
as there's availability. Yeah. So, you know, don't stress out about that. They're very flexible. Look, this is a tourist town.
Yeah.
They're used to conferences. They're used to people and being flexible. So, so definitely get that. Now, when we went 2 years ago, was our last year at CYC.
Right.
And we did the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed the cabin. There were some pros and cons. I would say, just being up there, up in the mountains, which we weren't too far away, but had a good view.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really cool thing to wake up and you're in the mountains. I enjoyed the time we spent at the cabins together, all
yeah.
in one place,
right.
shooting pool, playing foosball, just hanging out with the guys. And we had two cabins side by side, one for the girls and one for the guys. I loved eating the meals in the cabins. We didn't mm-hmm. do every meal there, but we did do some, and just being able to pray together for our meal and then sit at the table together, that was really cool. The adults cooked the meals, and so that was, you know, neat time to bond with them and get to know some of the adults a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know, there's obviously some cons to that. A little further away from the conference center, mm-hmm. so you have to leave a little bit earlier to get to town, and then when you want to go do something during the free time, you know, you got to drive. And so anyway, there's, you know, there's pros and cons.
Yeah.
To that, but you know, CYC has grown. You mentioned I wanted to go back to that. You know, they moved out of Gatlinburg
yeah.
because they had outgrown the conference center, and they built this new, brand new LeConte Center in Pigeon Forge. And I think that 6,000 or 6,500 was the limit at mm-hmm. a time in Gatlinburg, and
yeah.
they had grown to not even be able to get everybody in the two sessions.
Right, yeah.
And so they moved to the LeConte Center. Hey, 1,200 or 12,000 or, you know, 12,500 people.
Mm-hmm.
We can all get them all in one room. That's awesome. And what happens?
If
you build it, they will come. And so now, you know, it's, I don't know what the numbers are now. I think
it's
above 12,500, I think, closer to 13 or 14, mm-hmm. maybe. I don't know. I have to talk to Larry about that. But anyway, great things going on with CYC. What about transportation? A couple of options here when you're thinking about it, depending on the size of your group and if you have your own vehicles that the church right. owns.
Yeah.
So what do you guys do? Y'all have a bus, and
we do.
Do you also have a van?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
So we take a 25-passenger bus and a 15-passenger van.
Okay.
But typically we have several families. Like, we have a family of seven, mm-hmm. and they will drive. They'll drive themselves.
Okay.
And then we have another family of four or five, and they will drive themselves. So what we'll do to avoid from, and it's really cool, it really makes me happy, to avoid from me having to pull a trailer,
mm-hmm.
we'll take some of the seats in the van out and put the luggage in the back of the van.
Same here,
So it works really, really well for us, and it's good, you know, for me. I feel more comfortable doing that, because once you start pulling a trailer anyway, it's a unique experience. But when you start trying to pull a trailer up a mountain, it's even more of an experience. So I'm thankful for that. But we do have several who drive. I know some congregations will just, you know, straight rent a charter bus so mm-hmm. that everybody can ride, and they have one driver and nobody has to worry about the driving. I like that approach. But it works for us. What we do works for us. And that's part of the whole CYC experience is you've got this conference that's designed to challenge your young people. And I'm telling you, if you pay attention to the lessons, you'll be challenged too.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to find what works for you as far as traveling and staying and eating and things like that, where you stay, what you eat. You have to find what works for you. And what works for us is just taking the vehicles that we have and letting the ones who want to drive feel more comfortable driving. Drive. And, you know, we have some families that will leave a day or two early and they'll go up and they'll spend some time mm-hmm. there because it's the only time that they can really build it into their schedule to get away. And I'm okay with that. I don't discourage that. I encourage family sure. time. And it's just so that's what we do. We take our bus and our van and then we'll have several other people drive up with us.
You know, I would guess, I would imagine that with the move to Pigeon Forge,
yeah.
Because in Gatlinburg, you could just about park your vehicles and walk around everywhere yeah, you needed to go. But I would imagine with the move to Pigeon Forge, more congregations are taking their own vehicles
yeah.
in some way, so that getting up and down the mountain, getting you know to the entertainment things on the free time is a little bit easier. So yeah. I would guess, you know, keep that in mind too. Like I said, if you're planning your trip, if you've never been and you're thinking, wow, we could just rent a 55 passenger, we could reserve a charter. You know, rent a charter bus and we'll have yeah. a bathroom on board and luggage underneath. And that is great. And we've mm-hmm. done that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, different location, Pigeon Forge is a little bit more difficult to maneuver around.
Right.
So that's just something food for thought.
Yes.
As far as the area there, I think that kind of takes care of some of the administrative things that you might do in planning.
Yeah.
What about when you get there, there is a considerable amount of free time on especially on Saturday. Mm-hmm. If you go up on Thursday, then you've got most all day on Friday as far right. as free time and what you can do. I know we've done things when we did that, went up early. We went to Obergatlinburg, took a group up there to ski and snowboard and have fun up there.
Yeah.
You can go to Gatlinburg and walk around. As far as in Pigeon Forge, what do you guys do as far as for fun just to hang out during the day?
Well, of course, there's the Tanger Outlet.
Of course, that's so, you like to hit the Tanger up,
a,
I know.
That's a big, you know, it's a big destination. And I do love it. When we were at M2Y, I think I pestered the fire out of you guys about going over there. But, you know, it's just...
You didn't have to do much coaxing for the three of us to go
true.
To Tanger Outlet.
Yeah, we were excited about going.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we go over there. We release, you know, the kids. And I just kind of park the bus in the center of the outlet mall and let them mm-hmm. walk. But right beside it, there's this place called The Track. And
yep.
it's a go-kart. Putt-putt golf, you know, all kinds of stuff to do inside. And so a lot of the guys will go over there, and you can buy an armband and kind of do whatever you want to all day long. So, you know, that's kind of what we do on Friday. Then we come back and we kind of freshen up because, mm-hmm. you know, that's for the good of everybody.
Yes.
So we'll freshen up and we'll go to the conference on Friday night. Saturday during the middle of the day, we'll try to eat together and spend some time together. We'll also kind of let them rest a little bit because, you know, you drive all night Thursday, then you get up and you go all day Friday. We'll give them an opportunity to rest a little bit. But one of the things that we have found is, you know, they do the Alpine coasters now, which are built
oh,
into
yeah.
the side of the hill. And our kids really like that. They like to watch, you know, see how quick they can come down. And one of them, I think, is called Goats on the Roof. So, you know, it's a unique name, and so okay. I've already been asked about that. So there's several things to do, and I know one group last year that I was talking to, they had gone to what's Dolly Parton's thing she does?
Dollywood?
No, not Dolly.
Okay.
The Dixie Stampede.
Okay. I didn't realize that was Dolly's.
They took the group to the Dixie Stampede. So, you know, there's just so many things that you can do.
Dollywood, obviously.
Yeah. yeah
What's
yeah.
Dolly's thing up there? Yeah, it was Dollywood.
You're right. Good
okay.
call.
The Dixie Stampede.
The Dixie
yeah,
Stampede.
That's cool.
You know, so, but that's one of those things that if you're going to do that, you need to make one. Reservations, but two, you need to make proper financial planning for that because it's not a cheap
experience.
It's
not cheap. No, it's what, 50 bucks? 40,
yeah,
50, 50 bucks?
55 bucks, yeah.
yeah.
So it's a cool experience, and if you've never done it, I encourage you to try it. But if you're going to do something like that, and just like with anything, when you're spending free time,
yep.
that doesn't mean it's free.
No.
All across the board.
No.
So, you know.
In fact, up there, most of the time, free time means is it's expensive
it's
time.
It's an expensive time. Yeah, that's what we should change it from free time to
should.
Expensive time.
Well, and the Dixie Stampede also, they do that by reservation. So,
yeah. Yeah, so
you're
you
taking
book
a group,
it.
You don't, yeah, you got to book it ahead of time. So yeah. be thinking about that too. Well, good. So there's some options there. Obviously, they have some hiking areas in some parks.
Right.
And we've done that, some of that in the past. We did that at N2Y. I had a little bit of time and went up to, what was that place? What's that peak?
The Klingman's Dome?
Klingman's Dome. Yeah, Klingman's Dome. That's a neat experience, so you can do that. There's shopping malls, all kinds of amusement park type areas that, like Wes was talking about. Anything you want to spend money on, they probably got it. You know, they got the old time photo sessions that you can go get old photos. They've got this thing that it simulates a free fall from an airplane, so you can get in there. You know,
escape rooms.
Escape rooms. The island is a really cool place to go. Yeah, they have a lot of stuff down at the island. It's kind of in the central location, and it is right beside the conference center.
Right.
So you can walk to it. So lots of stuff you can do up there. Real briefly, let's talk about what the conference itself is like. So the format, as far as Friday, is pretty relaxed during the day because I think most people – you know, they'll show up at night. A lot of people are traveling during the day. So at night on Friday, you have a keynote speaker this year. It's Kyle Butt, and that's going to be excellent. And then I think that's pretty much it on Friday. There's obviously some MC kind of stuff, and, there'll be some fun things talked about on stage. But then the main thing on Friday night is the keynote. Saturday morning, you get up and come, and there'll be a presentation by the skit team called SWAT.
Yeah, they're cool. They're good.
And skits with a truth.
Yeah.
I think that's what it stands for. Skits with a truth.
Yeah.
And they are really excellent. Lonnie Jones heads that up, and he has some people, some friends that are part of that with him, and they do a really great job. After the SWAT does their thing, then you'll have two lessons this year. Those two lessons are Ralph Gilmore and David Shannon. And those will be, those will be out of this world.
Yeah, for sure.
And Wes, take us the rest of the way. What goes on then? You got a little bit of a break, and you come back for.
Yeah, so then you'll come back Saturday night, and Saturday night is one of the most spiritually challenging and uplifting nights of the entire year that your group will experience because Lonnie's going to bring it. Lonnie's going to absolutely bring it. And we'll go back to the room, and then we'll have another devotional, and we try to plug in kind of what's been going on for the weekend. And your kids they have a unique opportunity to kind of let things go and to kind of refocus. And Saturday night's just a really good spiritually building, spiritually challenging night. So then, of course, you get up on Sunday, and Lonnie will speak for Sunday morning worship, and so you'll worship together with all those people. And the singing's incredible. The worship is incredible. And you just really have this feeling of, God is just so present there, and it's just such an overwhelming and challenging and uplifting feeling, and it's just such an awesome experience. And we talk about the lessons, but the lessons are aimed for these young people to understand what they're being taught. It's not watered down. It's not. They don't try to take away from the message just because there's young people there. They speak the truth to them. They let them know what's going on. They let them know that if something's wrong with your spiritual walk with God, you need to change that. And they walk away from that. And, you can tell a difference in your kids that attend CYC when they come back. And they're really on fire. So CYC is a great experience for us. We love it. We will continue to go as long as God will bless us and allow us to go. It's just a fun, challenging, great experience. So we're very happy to be a part of it, and it does our group a lot of good. So
let me also encourage you, and I know that your group does this, when you're up there, don't let it be just about the conference either and just about the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. If you have an area where you can get your youth group together, if you're in a hotel, it can be a little difficult. In the past, we have reserved meeting rooms in the hotels, paid a little bit extra for the meeting rooms, had devotionals at night, to just kind of recap what has been talked about and all that. And that just kind of reaffirms what's going on. And so you can bring up, well, what questions do you have about these lessons? How have they challenged you?
Yeah.
Maybe you plan your own devotional, but I would say get that group together. And I think that's one reason that Saturday night is so powerful is because you've spent time together with your youth group and mm-hmm. talking about these lessons. You've been, you know, a part of the lessons, hearing it, being challenged all weekend, and it just really does make you think about your faith. And I just feel like the whole culmination, the climax really is that Saturday night. Yeah. Now the worship is, you know, that's the end of it after worship Sunday morning. But you know, I always felt like that Sunday morning, that's your charge for when you leave. You know, yeah. and I think Lonnie does a great job of, you know, kind of bringing in all of the elements from all of the theme for the weekend, but also, you know, when you go home, don't let this stop, you know, take it when you sure. go home. And so, you know, I see is very special part of, you know, what we've done through the years in ministry and, right. and so many people around here and around the Southeast and other areas and now in Dallas and that area. So hopefully they'll be pulling from, you know, hopefully all the way from the West Coast and bringing people in. Now, a couple of years, we at Killen, we did decide to do something a little bit different. It has nothing to do with Larry or CYC, just all about, you know, our group and taking care of our group. And
sure.
so what we kind of transitioned to, just real briefly, is doing a retreat at the beach. We just kind of mm-hmm. added that to what we do, just where we can be all together through the weekend. And it was just the best time that we found to do it. We stay at the Gulf Shores Beach Retreat. And yeah. For a lot of you, you don't really know that that place exists. So go on Google or search for it. It's the Gulf Shores Beach Retreat. It's kind of like a duplex of a retreat house duplex. So there's two sides, and they're totally, you know, private. And so each side has its own pool. Each side sleeps about 75 people each.
That's a lot of people.
It is. And they have an upstairs and downstairs. There's a room on the end of each hallway that's separate for your director or your cooks, and they have their own shower and everything. All the other ones are bunkhouse style rooms, but you have your own kitchen and dining area. The only thing that is shared is the meeting room. They have a partition you can put up if there's another group there, which would still be kind of loud, but usually what they do is you email them your schedule, and then they tell the other group your schedule, and you can work around each other. That's the only time you might ever see the other group, or if you're walking around them to the beach. It's right across the street from the ocean.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool experience. It's a really cool place to go. And we've really enjoyed that. We travel down on Thursday, have a lesson each morning and night. And during the day, we do fellowship. We do fun stuff. We go to Adventure Island on Friday and mm-hmm. do the putt-putt, that kind of stuff. And we come back and throw the football on the beach. And our kids are good with doing that all day long. In yeah. fact, on Saturday, our free time is just time together, hanging out on the beach, hanging out, playing guitar at the retreat house, hanging out around the pool. We hit a little polar bear club last year. Some of us jumped in the pool. It was freezing cold. A couple of the guys got in the ocean.
No way.
Yeah, Stephen Russell got in up to his neck. And if you know Stephen, he's like 6'3", you know, big guy. Yeah, so he got, yeah. he anyway, crazy. And so we have a lot of fun with the beach retreat. It's real fun. Travis Harmon is going down, and he's going to do our speaking this year. And so I'm excited about hearing his lessons that he has prepared. We've been planning this for several months, and so I'm excited to see how the kids respond and hear some really good lessons. And so a lot of positive things going on this weekend. A lot of people are going to be touched by the message of the Bible. They're going to be touched by these speakers, and it's going to be I can't wait to get back and hear all the great stories and see all the hashtags on Twitter and the yeah. Snapchat stories yeah. and posts on Facebook, because we could really use a lot of that positive Christian influence out there on the social networks. So
yeah, for sure.
So that's kind of the rundown of CYC and our, you know, little short thing about our Gulf Coast retreat. But yeah. I imagine most of y'all are going to be going to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, and I just wish everybody well. We'll be praying for you guys as you travel, and
same to you.
Hope that a lot of hearts are changed over this weekend.
Absolutely. And you know, we want to thank the entire board that works for CYC. Of course, you got Larry, and we've talked about Larry before, and I think it's our goal, kind of as it slows down, we'd like to have Larry in to kind of talk about some of those inner workings about mm-hmm. CYC. Matt Hupel also serves on that board. Josh Webster, mm-hmm. and Sonny Owens.
Sonny Owens.
So, you know, just several good men that just work tirelessly. They have, you know, they have their own works that they do, but they work hard to put this together, and we appreciate that so very much. So we thank them for that. We wish you the best. Hope you travel safe and know that Travis will do a good job. I know that you will do a good job, and excited to hear the good things that will happen while you guys are away. So final rush time, what's in the future?
Obviously, we have Challenge Youth Conference,
yes,
and the Gulf Coast Retreat coming up.
When are those happening?
Let's see, February the 25th?
Yeah, so soon.
Yeah. No, okay. Leaving Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
So that's coming Thursday up this weekend, well, obviously. And then HCU Alumni Days, Heritage Christian University, hosts Alumni Days every year. And so I'll look forward to being a part of that when my time allows. And then you and I will be headed down to the Faulkner Lectures.
That's right.
To meet with Paul Sperlin and hang out with some of those guys here in just a couple of weeks. And
yeah,
so
it's going to be exciting.
We'll talk a little bit about that in our next episode.
Yeah, we're
pretty
excited.
So that's some things on the horizon. And
things are coming up, yeah. It's going to be moving quick. So it's, you know, we talk about it, but it's here. I mean, the busy time is coming. It's right around the corner. So, and it begins this weekend.
That's
so
right.
We're excited about it. We want to hear from you. If you have CYC experiences or different experiences that you do, I know there's another youth rally happening this weekend in Valdosta, Georgia, I think. I think it's called Yes Weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I know that several people might be going to that as well. So there's a lot of good things happening, and we want to hear your experiences, and Jess is going to tell you how to get in touch with us.
Let me also mention a youth rally that HCU will be hosting. That's coming up in a little under 3 weeks. I apologize. I do not know the exact dates on that. It's called Fusion. And Colin Little, who is a student and youth minister at HCU, he kind of is the head of that. He's got some other guys that help him with that. So keep that in mind also if you're looking for a little bit extra to go to here coming up. I believe Lonnie Jones is the keynote speaker for that this year. He'll do an excellent job. So they do have a Facebook page, and so you can search Facebook for Fusion at Heritage Christian University. We appreciate Colin and the work that he does with that. But we would like to hear from you, and you can find us on Twitter at Ministry Zoo. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/Ministry Zoo. There are several ways you can find us on apps like the podcast app on iTunes, on Google Play, Podomatic app, you can find us. And then on adventuresinministry.com, or you can download the AIM, A-I-M, app. You can find us there. We are brought to you by the AIM Network, and so we appreciate those men and women and all that they do. And so that's how you can get in touch with us. Also, the best way to personally get in touch with us is to email us.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can email us at ministryzoo@gmail.com.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. We love hearing from you guys.
L-O-V-E.
L-O-V-E. We love hearing from you guys and your ideas and what you've got going on. If you'll tell us an event in your area, we'd be glad to broadcast that and let everybody know. So make sure you do that. Comment on this video and email us. Find ways to communicate with us. And we will, like I said, appreciate that, and we'll get the word out on your events as well.
That's right. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you. We hope you travel safe this weekend if you're traveling, and we hope that God will bless you. We know that He will, and we look forward to being with you next time. Go Cubs.
See ya.